All right. The name of the course is The Nature of Drugs. It was originally going to be Drugs and Society, which would be kind of a neat thing because you can go and tie everything together in a nice way, but some other department had already stolen the name and refused to give it up. They had to find something new, and Nature of Drugs had not been used, so that's what this will be. But it doesn't matter very much which name it has or through whose auspices it is authorized, since all of that will have little influence on the content of this course. I intend to cover the area of drugs in the broadest definition of the term, and the attitudes of society towards them. There are absolutely no requirements for the course. It's nice if you've had chemistry, but I'm going to largely try and resist my big temptation to put great big hexagons on the board with wiggly chains out from the amino groups and methoxy groups and marvelous things like nitrogens. Because this is the heart. I really honestly believe that the knowledge of chemistry is the knowledge of one of the few disciplines that not many people are going to take issue with. You talk about a drug. We're going to talk about thousands of drugs during the course of the year, and you will often encounter some controversy. Let's talk about mescaline, for example. You'll get controversy as to what it really does, and how it acts, and where it acts in the body, and what these receptor site things are that it acts at, and how it's metabolized, and whether something is it or not. And is it found in this cactus or that cactus? But you're not going to take issue that it has this structure. So the idea of a chemical structure allows one thing in this very pied area of so-called science to hang together. You can say what the compound is. You can say what its structure is, how to make it, and what its properties are, physically, chemically. What it does in the body is into the realms of art. But what it is in a test tube and in a beaker is one of the few really incontestable arguments. I love chemistry as a focal point from which to say, here is a structure. What it does, I don't know. But maybe it does this and that. It's a nice starting spot. I'm going to resist it. How many people have taken other scientific courses, let's say botany? Whee! Okay, I'll introduce some botany. I love it when a few have and most have not, because then I can justifiably get into it a little bit further than I normally would. I was going to introduce myself, but let me introduce you to me first. How many people have taken psychology? Oh, wow. How many people are in psychology as serious business? Well, some of them. At least you've gotten into the area. How many people have taken caffeine? Only two? Oh, my, my. I'm in the voting, too. I've taken caffeine. How many people have taken caffeine? Now, that's more like it. How many people have never touched caffeine? Okay, that's enough. By the way, I'm a nut on vocabulary. I love vocabulary, and I love using it. Sometimes I get a little bit carried away because I talk about the Hemioptys dipsyptria, and I realize that dipsyptria is not a common word in everyone's vocabulary. So I think if this is going to be the size of the class, it's really going to be neat, because then it's going to be small enough that if someone says, hey, hold on, what is dipsyptria? I'll go into it, and we're off on a tangent.